Lover in the Rough by Elizabeth Lowell. To my editor, Patricia Smith, who with intelligence, humor, and tact ensures that I don't stray from the primrose path. Thanks. 1.
Miss Farrell? Asked the photographer. Do you want the white jade dish next to the Baroque pearl cluster or the ivory sculpture?
Reba Farrell walked gracefully over the dry stream bed toward the photographer. Angular gravel grated beneath her flat-heeled sandals. She stopped behind the photographer, bent and looked through the camera lens. Absently, she pushed aside wisps of honey blonde hair that had escaped from the casual knot she wore on the top of her head. She straightened and flipped through the papers on her clipboard, trying to look professional and competent, when all she wanted to do was steal away for a few minutes and cry.
Group 8,
asked Reba, her voice higher and harsher than its normal contralto.
Yes,
said the photographer, consulting her own clipboard. Reba looked back at the precious objet d'art resting on the ledge of natural marble. Pale marble walls rose on either side of the dry stream bed, walls polished by water and time into flowing curves and hollows. Bands of cream and pale yellow, gold gray and eggshell wove through the walls, giving depth and subtle texture to the satiny stone. Above the marble rose steep, deeply eroded hills of vermilion and black and chocolate. Volcanic rock so new that the sun hadn't had time yet to bake out the intense colors. Mosaic Canyon's contrast in textures was fascinating. Polished marble walls that would be the envy of any castle were juxtaposed against the jagged debris of past volcanic explosions. Bent, broken, canted on edge, the banded marble strata were almost shocking in their smoothness. The subtly untamed stone was an excellent foil for the tranquil, highly civilized curves of the white jade dish. The Baroque pearls, however, didn't quite fit. As for the arching, intricately carved ivory bridge,
do the dish alone on the marble.
Try the Baroque pearls in one of the hollows, said Reba, pointing to one of the many holes that pocked the marble, creating natural handholds and footholds up the face of the 8-foot wall. I think the ivory bridge will do better contrasted against the darker mixture of marble and volcanic rocks in the stream bed. The photographer's assistant arranged the jade and pearls and ivory, adjusted the lighting, and stepped aside. The photographer squinted through the lens.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?